This is Radio Prague. Last month saw the Czech Republic's glitziest annual literary event, the presentation of the Magnesia Litera Awards. The awards covered 9 different categories, including prose, poetry, children's books, and translations, as well as the coveted title of Book of the Year, and the ceremony was broadcast live on primetime Czech TV. In Czech Books, David Vaughan looks at some of the winners and talks to the founder of the awards.
Vážení podezřelí, situace je vážná. Ukázalo se, že fantom knihovny knihu...
With a ceremony that had more in common with show business than the subdued hum of the public library, the organisers went out of their way to make this year's Magnesia Litera Awards a big event. The ceremony was presented by the hugely popular Czech actress Anya Geislerová, and there was song and dance aplenty. And all the glitz was not by chance. The founder and overall organiser of the awards, Pavel Mandis, has deliberately tried to court as much media attention as possible and to give the event popular appeal.
We get some inspiration from foreign prizes like National Book Award in USA or Pulitzer Prizes or the Whitbread Prize in Great Britain. The books should be on high value, chosen by people of high value.
Which gets me to the question, how do you choose the books? How are the books nominated?
The first step is the publishers or even the authors or their friends can bring their books into the competition.
And then each category has its own jury, appointed by representatives of different organisations, varying from the Academy of Sciences to the Czech Pen Club or the Writers Guild. Every Czech literary association has its say. There is also an award for the book most popular among readers, but the category that draws by far the most attention is the Book of the Year. Nearly 300 people are approached every year, university teachers, journalists, booksellers and librarians. They read through a short list of 18 and then make their choice. This year, the Book of the Year winner came as no surprise. It was the novel Zeptej se tate, Ask Dad, by Jan Balaban, who died last April at just 49. Ironically, the book itself has death as its theme. Pavel Mandis.
It's about death of his father and what it makes in the family of his father. So Jan Balaban, he's the writer who writes with some seriousness. He knows how hard life can be, and he tries to write it in the books. Before, he was known better as a short story writer, but now he writes a novel. So moving that many people become readers and also journalists and literary critics, they like it.
Here is a very brief extract from Jan Balaban's Zeptej se tate in my own rough translation. The scene describes a feeling that is probably shared by anyone who has seen a close relative die in the anonymous environment of a hospital ward.
It's so unspeakably awkward, painful, that we end up spending our last days in such a public place as this, where even the most important things have to be uttered in a whisper, where we have to suppress our tears and sobs, instead hiding ourselves away in the bathroom, standing over the basin to splash water over our faces, as we pull ourselves together, forcing ourselves into the mold of a normal person in a situation that is anything but normal. Father is lying in intensive care, surrounded by machines that monitor his life functions. He's not quite there. Sometimes he tries to tell Emil something. Sometimes he just seems to be talking to himself, something about twilight, something about a train.
The serious vein in this year's Magnesia Litera was also reflected in the award given to the most popular book among readers, which went to another of the middle generation of Czech writers, Hanna Andronikova. Regular listeners to this programme might remember her successful first novel, The Sound of the Sundial. Her winning book this year, Nebe nemá dno, Bottomless Heaven, is a very intimate account of the author's own battle with cancer. When she hears her diagnosis, the narrator heads off to the undisturbed world of the Peruvian jungle, where people live according to the rules of an all-embracing natural world. But eventually she decides to return for treatment in Europe. She puts her trust in the exact science of European medicine, but is strengthened and changed by her experience of the rainforest. Here are a few lines from the book, again in my own rough translation.
The strong thing to do would be to head out into the jungle, following the trail to the rapids, then on to the cold waterfalls, and there to shout out loud. Instead, she just lies and beseeches, Lord have mercy, Kyrie eleison, Christ have mercy, Jesus Christ. Calm down, girl. Fear is corrosive. Before long, it eats you up. So up you get. Machete, hat, water, vamos.
That was a short extract from Hanna Andronikova's novel Bottomless Heaven. The death of Jan Balaban was not the only shadow over this year's Magnesia Litera. Another of the winners, Eva Slamova, died on Christmas Eve. For the last 16 years, she helped to bring the work of contemporary writers from the United States, Britain, Canada, and Australia to Czech readers, with a hugely popular series for the publishers Argo. The writers she published include Jeanette Winterson, Nick Cave, and Woody Allen. The jury was particularly impressed by the consistent quality of the translations and also the high standard of graphic design. Despite the rather serious tone of the awards this year, Magnesia Litera's Pavel Mandis insists that there has also been plenty of humour in Czech writing over the last year or so. He points in particular to Martin Ryšavý, whose novel Vrač is certainly not lacking in humour, albeit of the blackest kind. The book is set in Russia, and its title is a Russian word meaning both doctor and someone who never stops telling stories.
It's a huge monologue of a man who was a theatre director, but now, in contemporary Russia, he works as a street sweeper. It's illustrated how it is going in Russia these days, and he has many funny and also tragical stories about Russia in the 80s and 90s. One is when some father of one of the heroes worked in a factory to do atom bomb.
A factory where they made atom bombs?
Yes, yes. The workers, because they are cold, they take some atom components to make it warmer. And everyone died before 40. The one who survived was the most alcoholic drunker, because the alcohol makes something with the radiation. And there are much more of these stories, which are tragic and funny altogether.
The fact that Martin Ryšavý's novel is set in Russia is nothing unusual or new in Czech literature. We only have to look back to pre-war writers like Jiří Vajl, who is intrigued and horrified by Stalinist Russia, or even Jaroslav Hašek, of Good Soldier Švejk fame, who wrote about Russia at the time of the revolution.
In the 20th century, the Czech Republic is still some kind of fear from Russians. So yes. that's why our writers are writing about Russia.
It's interesting because it's still going on, isn't it? I mean, I'm thinking of other writers, contemporary writers like Petra Hulová, Jáchym Topol, Jiří Štětina, people who are still to this day absolutely fascinated by Russia and what was the Soviet Union.
Yeah, and it's kind of that fear from Russians, but also it's a fascination about so huge country, so different from Central Europe and so big and diverse, and every part of Russia can be different from the other part. So that's why Czech writers are seeking for the stories in Russia. Everything can happen in Russia.
Before I go, I should mention some of the other winners this year. The award for poetry went to 79-year-old Josef Hrubý, a poet from Plzeň, who has never received the attention he has deserved. The award for best children's book went to the illustrator Alžběta Skálová, who, in her book Pampe a Šinka, manages to tell the story only with a minimum of text. And the award for the literary discovery of the year goes to Markéta Baňková. You can hear Jan Wellinger's interview with her in the arts. And what about next year's Magnesia Litera? I'll leave Pavel Mandis with the last word.
We have to wait what the Czech writers will be published, because the season is at the beginning, so the first wave of new issues will be started at the Czech Book Fair in May, and then the whole year you're waiting what will emerge.